for Heart and Body Extract.
Not too many people are chanting drill, baby, drill, if you know what I mean. And that's because that oil spill just keeps on giving, sadly. And none of us want to see that, no matter what you think about offshore drilling. I've said this a zillion times. The timing couldn't be worse, but it'd be a big mistake not to expand oil drilling off the Atlantic coast, because then we're back to square one, which we're behind the eight ball anyway when it comes to energy. And whose fault is that? Dragging the heels, kicking and screaming into the next century with electric cars and all the other technology that was available that was poo-pooed in the past, like nuclear power. That's what they operate on in France, and it works perfectly fine. They don't have any problems, but we had Three Mile Island, which was a disaster, and it was horrific. But when we have an accident and it becomes giant mistake of huge proportions, automatically whatever was going to happen moving forward is nixed. I don't think that offshore drilling will be nixed, but gingerly, and I mean gingerly, this will be stepped on in a couple of different directions on the hill. So we're going to talk about the cleanup and the repercussions of that, of course, how big it is and ultimately what they're doing right now and what they hope they're going to be doing in the morning anyway in the Gulf of Mexico. And they're bracing themselves all over Florida for the sobering reality. It could be oil slick beaches for a while all the way through the west coast of Florida up into the east coast of Florida too, meaning Key West and Fort Lauderdale and Jacksonville. I mean, everywhere, though. Literally, you could just draw a dark line around Florida and all the way from the Gulf. So that's a shame. There's no question. And we're all going to pay for it. I filled up today. I don't know what you're paying at the pumps, but I paid $2.89. That's the most I paid for gas in a very long time. And I have a Honda. I drive a Honda. So the Honda took, I guess it took $33 to fill up. And I'm sure some of you riding those sweet SUVs or Mercedes or any of those highfalutin rides that you have might pay more at the pump than I paid. Bring back those motorcycles. Oh, if only. If they were safer, I would ride a chopper, I'm telling you. But I don't think so. So we'll talk about that as well and a couple of other things. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Lost in, because of the oil slick and all the other things that we're talking about and the terror attack that was luckily did not happen in New York City. What about Afghanistan? On this show, we talk a lot about Afghanistan, and we talk a lot about the finishing things off in Iraq. Well, a couple of new things. The would-be bomber, Faisal Shahzad, now supposedly said the reason, right, that he wanted to blow up a portion of Times Square was because he was furious over what was going on with the drones. He didn't like the drones, thought it was inhumane, and wanted some retaliation for it. Uh-huh. That's probably what they told him to say. Since for 5 months he was training in a Pakistani camp and then didn't carry out his orders or what he thought he was going to be able to do. He was lying in wait and assimilating, and that's what happened. And ultimately I think that's what will be proved out in a courtroom. What's interesting is, as much as we hear Al-Qaeda, 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 this is Taliban, Taliban, Taliban. So does that mean the Pakistani Taliban folks are going global now? Is the tentacles of the Taliban much more far-reaching than was originally thought? You'd have to say yes. In this case, if you have this nut job and Shahzad and what he almost pulled off, it had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda, He directed it right to the doorstep of the Taliban, if you believe that. So anyway, the progress made in Afghanistan, and ultimately, what about more troops to try to make things happen instead of capping it at 30,000? Here's a couple of thoughts from Leon McKeon from the military point of view.
Let me be clear. I have the utmost confidence that General McChrystal and his troops will get the job done. My concern is that the minimalist approach being advocated from some in Washington raises the risk and increases casualties. The 30,000 troop cap put in place by this administration is sending the wrong signal to our commanders and forcing military planners to make difficult trade-off decisions between combat troops and key enablers. I'm particularly concerned that we're under-resourcing force protection capabilities.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. Troop cap, should it just be a free-for-all, or was it smart to cap it? I thought initially they should have flooded more guys in there, because when you were talking about some of the villages they were trying to take over and every day wrestling with the whole IED situation, I mean, they know how dangerous it is. Here's someone from the defense side of it, Michelle Flouroy.
We finally, and I would argue for the first time, we finally have the right mission, the right strategy, the right leadership team in place, and we have marshaled both the international and Afghan resources, civilian and military, to support this mission. Afghanistan is our number one priority. General McChrystal knows that he can ask for what he needs. The President has given the Secretary of Defense the flexibility to provide for additional forces, particularly for force protection as needed. I believe we are achieving success. We are on the right road for the first time in a long time in Afghanistan. So that is the assessment of General McChrystal that we hear weekly in our conversations with him. It is the assessment of our U.S. government team on the ground. Are we done yet? Absolutely not. Are there more challenges to be dealt with? Yes. But we are on the right path, and things are starting to move in the right direction. I think when is victory is based on achieving certain conditions. And that, to me, is making sure that the government of Afghanistan has the capacity to exert its sovereignty over its territory, to deny al-Qaeda and its associates safe haven in the country, and to maintain stability so that it can continue to develop on the way forward. That relates to our core goal that we've defined for ourselves in this mission.
Ultimately, though, Hamid Karzai, for my money, is not the guy to be there. Finally, last thought, John Paxson on that.
IEDs remain our number one killer in Afghanistan, accounting for 60% of our total casualties. In some areas, over 80% of our IED discoveries have been a direct result of tips from local nationals. We are convinced that these tips are a result of the relationships that we are building on a daily basis with the local population and the protection that we are providing. Clearly, the support of the people of Afghanistan is essential and relates directly to our own safety.
All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to rifle through some headers for you. Hang through.
You know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FVP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FVP, or phosphorus, lyophilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at ResearchedHerbs.com. Herbal supplements at ResearchedHerbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. ResearchedHerbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver supplement support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to ResearchedHerbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Fire, that's what they're using at this point. That's the strategy on what's happening with the oil spill, because frankly, I mean, the gallons upon gallons that are going, this is going to, I mean, this is multiplying like something you've never seen. Worse than rabbits, if you understand the expression. So the Exxon Valdez, how many gallons? It was like 11 million was the final amount. I think it far surpasses that. And we're talking about what they were able to do on Wednesday was terrific in using the fire and trying to, you know, trying to pull this together. But the problem is it doesn't work on a continuous basis because of the seas and the winds. You can't set fire to the stuff, to the oil. You can't try to contain it that way if it's too windy outside and you've got white caps all over the place. It's just not happening. So now you also have with the steel side of it, which they did manage to clean up some of the oil thanks to the fire ring and whatnot. But also now you've got crews with a giant box in the Gulf. And what does that mean? It's a ship carrying a 100-ton, that's how big it is, containment box. And it's going into the Gulf, that's the idea, to try to divert the flow of the crude. And it's, you know, it's another idea, but ultimately it's about that, it's about the leak. But at least they would try to change where it's going. And the bottom line is, it's, you feel badly. You feel the animals, the guys who make their living, and women too, where they're shrimpers, and this is what they've done their whole life, and especially in that Gulf area. But then you get to Florida, it's going to be the same thing. I can't tell you, just even off the coast of Jersey, when I would beg my uncle to take me flounder fishing, and he had a cool boat, you know, he had a, you know, it wasn't a yacht, but it was a fishing boat. It was a big fishing boat. And it was wild. I loved going fishing, going out there. But what was cool to me is that, okay, I had the incentive to get as many fish as I could because you would sell them. You go into the docks with all the big boats, the big boys, and they have their haul, throw it out there, weigh it, and then give you the money for it. So I was like, all right, I get why people do this. But these people cannot make a living with the oil that's going to take a long time to clean up. And so ultimately, I think BP should have to pay that. They don't have to right now, but if they tweak a law and they're trying to do that on the Hill, it means that they will have to pay. And they should. They should have to do that because, sure, they dropped this tin box, which is crazy. I mean, if you saw a picture of it, it is huge. Think of 100 tons. It's crazy how big this structure is and what they have to do to put it over top of it. So it may work in some sense. It may reduce it. The ship that they'll be able to pump this out to will be able to store some of these barrels. But it's not going to cure all that ails the ocean floors, the ocean floor in the Gulf, and ultimately wherever the oil ends up. Terrible stuff. All right, a couple of other quick, real quick things here. We talked about Faisal Shahzad and what's happening there. He did a dry run, and that was the big story on the day. Oh, he did a dry run. You know, just like the guys on 9/11, they flew back and forth a ton of times Logan and to the other airports as well and made those dry runs, right? Well, he made a dry run. So what? He drove the Pathfinder through Times Square, but they had it on tape because they've been scouring through the videotape. Still, it's the same thing. He was able to live among us. Nobody knew. And ultimately, that's what has to happen. If you're going to catch terrorists, jihadists, you know, what's the playbook? We don't know. You don't know, because certainly you look at the picture of him, people in the neighborhood, he had little kids, nice kids, they said the family seemed friendly, he was a financial guy, was kind of quiet, kept to himself, but nobody was thinking anything else more sinister was lurking beneath. I guess that's ultimately my point, and that was the point of a lot of America tonight this time around. Give us the playbook. Where's the handbook on terrorism? Yeah, sure, there's a few things we might know, but the assimilation factor, you want a good series to rent, rent the series, and they probably have it somewhere called Sleeper Cell. A couple of years ago, I watched it, and it's exactly what's happening in the United States. It'll make the hair on your arms stand up, and it was so well done. And if you watch that, exactly what happened here with Shahzad is what I think is, you know, I said the question the other day, how many Shahzads are there living among us? Well, I mean, dozens. Do we know? And just even people that decide, nah, I'm joining the cause. This is wrong what's happening. I don't like what's happening in Afghanistan. I don't like the drones. I don't like some of the civilian casualties. And I'm gonna join in with the terrorists like Jihad Jane. You know, where does that come from? Please. All right, another thing. Every single time we're on the air, what do I say? How many earthquakes do we talk about on America Tonight in a week? At least two, right? 6.4 quakes slammed southern Peru near Chile. Here's the good news. The good news is they're not talking about a lot of casualties here because remember the giant earthquake that happened in Chile not so long ago killed way too many people. So no reports of casualties. And it, you know, people could feel it. It hit the southern Peru area near the Chilean border, but that was the gist of it. There was reports of electricity going out, but no casualties. Nothing like the earthquake that killed the 596 people. Yeah, so this happened late Wednesday. We were just talking about another earthquake that they had. So they're starting to have these earthquakes here and there, and nothing like the 8.8 quake, though. Quickly, let's run to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
All right, this one's from Big Joe. He says, Kate, I've got to tell you, This stuff with guns is ridiculous. Just give us our guns. You say it all the time. Second Amendment, baby, because, and you're right about this, if guns were taken away anyway, then the criminals would still have them. They'd love it because there'd be a huge black market. It would be outrageous, ridiculous, unnecessary. Our founding fathers did have it right. All right, I agree. I mean, whether I, you know, I don't have a gun, but I have gone target shooting, and I have relatives that have guns, and I grew up in Jersey. I mean, could there be a more liberal state that was anti-gun? But I don't think that that's something that should be taken away because it causes more problems. It's not going to solve anything. And that's the other thing. Take our guns. But Obama so far, as much as people, you know, are running for the ammunition, that hasn't happened, right? Hasn't happened. Don't wish for it. So we move from Big Joe to Sally. Hello, Kate. I've been listening to your show now for a couple of weeks in a little town in Texas. And I got to say, you're salty and sassy and pretty darn funny at times. I like the info that you parcel out to us across the nation, and I'm spreading the word. How's that? All right, thanks. I appreciate that. And I'm trying to think, because you didn't say where in Texas, and we have a couple of different affiliates in Texas, I would give you that. I would give you a shout out, but I'm not sure where that is. You'll have to write me back, Sal, and let me know where it is you're listening. Here's one from Becky L. When are you bringing back the horse stuff again? I missed it when you did the trifecta challenge. Will you do it again for those other races? I love it, for those other races. Well, not random races across the United States. There's so many race tracks in the U.S. The trifecta challenge will come back for the Preakness, so that means next week. Next Thursday, count on it. We'll do one. It's easy. You just pick three horses. Three numbers. If the numbers come in a row, you win the prize pack from America Tonight. And here's one from Cappy H. Miranda. The Miranda writes, and all of the scuttlebutt over it. I got to tell you, America Tonight, I do not think that anybody who is a terrorist should have those rights read to them. Because if they lawyer up, we lose something in the mix. Isn't the idea is to get as much information as possible, especially since we don't even have any kind of form of torture here. So if somebody's willing to give up info, I think we need to be able to hear it, which is what I believe, too. If you get a lawyer, the lawyer's going to advise you to say absolutely nothing. I mean, that's the lawyer's job. So it's better for us to know what Shahzad or Abdullah Muttalib or anyone else has to say, because perhaps it could help in the future for tracking down people or lead to others. Stay tuned. We're talking financial stuff next.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-2119. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-2119. That's 800-204-2119. 800-204-2119.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, driving round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame.
Faisal Shahzad was singing as he was skipping away from Times Square, thinking that he had reached out and grabbed whoever was going to be in the wake of that bomb in that Nissan Pathfinder. Luckily, that detonator once again didn't go off. And the good news about this is, folks, be honest, it raises the awareness once again. And let's hope that you have Christmas, you have what happened here, and you start to string these things together. And then Zazie trying to do something in the subways. There was the nut in Dallas that was looking to blow up a downtown building. So some attempts have been thwarted, some that were almost carried out, like the one with Shahzad and the one with Abdullah Muttalib. But let's hope the awareness level is at its peak. And it's just a good reminder for all of us not to be fearful and not to live our lives, because life is so short anyway, right? You cannot look over your shoulder and walk around with a gas mask on. That'd be ridiculous. But you could pay a little more attention, especially for all of you listening to us in the Northeast. I think anything could happen anywhere. Hey, Dallas almost was a target. Our mini studio is here in Dallas. I'm here in Dallas. I lived in New York. I was there during 9/11, and anything's a possibility. It's just that New York is such a juicy prime target, and you have so many tourists and so many people that are working there and so many people that live there. You want to hit America. That's a place where you're going to aim for, and that's why what we saw on 9/11. That's why I think New York will continue to be that target, and that's why you heard Bloomberg earlier as he was on the Hill talking about concerns. You know, what do you want us to do? There's so many ways to forge documents. And so somebody becomes a citizen. Hey, he had everything in place. He had gone to school here, had a house here, the whole thing, was working as a financial advisor. So how are we supposed to know when you have people with forged documents? That has to get better. That technology has to get better. It goes along with what I said earlier. The intelligence level has to come up, and that means you don't chase off the good guys. Because if you do that, and then they go and off and do something else because they don't want everybody breathing down their back and nobody having their back when they have to go off the reservation, so to speak, a little bit, then, you know, we're going to be even that much more vulnerable. All right. Also, as part of that party on the Hill, Senator Lindsey Graham talking about some big concerns, and the Miranda rights certainly were one of them.
I don't think it's smart for us to say that the homeland is not part of the battlefield. You get to America, you get a much better deal. You get rewarded. If you can be caught in Pakistan and intelligence gathering can happen with an intelligence agency without your Miranda warnings being given, why should you get a better deal when you get here? Even if you're an American citizen helping the enemy, you should be viewed as a potential military threat, not some guy who tried to commit a crime in Times Square.
All right, I totally agree with Senator Lindsey Graham. He put it well there. Is the homeland part of the battlefield? So you got to ask yourself that question. Is it part of the battlefield? And, for example, with Shahzad, he was in Pakistan training. If they had caught him in Pakistan, there's no Miranda rights, whether he's a naturalized American citizen or not. There's no Mirandizing going on there. If you have a terror suspect, especially one like this, where you have the video, you have the evidence linking him, etc., I mean, it's the breadcrumbs are there, folks. We do have a great legal system, and you can never say someone's guilty until they actually go through the ropes. But let's just put it this way. We had him in a ringer when finally he was caught while the plane was getting ready to take off, but he was caught once he was thrown on the no-fly list. It's a big question about the Miranda rights. Some people are furious and think, you know, if you believe in the Constitution, you just can't rip that up. You just can't say, well, Faisal Shahzad, he should have been read as Miranda rights, or Abdullah Muttalib in Detroit shouldn't have happened there. So I think Graham has a point. There has to be some kind of an asterisk, or perhaps it's time to make a change. Is the homeland part of the battlefield in this war against terror? It's easy to pull your head in like a turtle and just ignore what's happened. But I had this conversation with somebody who used to work with the FBI a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him, what do you think it'll take to get the frequency back to where it was after 9/11, where there's more concern, there's more focus on things like documents and people coming in student visas, people not knowing when the visas are up? You know, we know when you're here, but then, oh, don't know that expiration date, forget about it. That's not good. And he told me, and this was a guy who was a veteran FBI guy, he told me, you know what it's going to take, Kate? And nobody will say this, because then you get crucified when you say this. We don't want to see bloodshed. But if there's anybody who's hurt in some kind of a terror attack, whether you're talking about a handful of people or more, that is when you'll see massive changes. Like the plane that almost blew up. Like the people who were just trying to enjoy Times Square. Whether they lived there and they were cutting through and jumping on a subway, they were going to a Broadway show for the first time in their life, whatever, it doesn't matter. Guarantee, if that had gone off, you would have had people from other parts of the country that would have been there. There would have been visitors. There would have been people that were from New York. It would have been a disaster. Absolutely. So far, really, for Obama, he's been able to skate out of this. And when I say skate out of this, because he on his watch so far, there have been attempts, but the two biggest attempts, luckily, were foiled. And foiled because the guys themselves were idiots. They might have gone through the camps, but when it came to actually executing it as lone terrorists, they didn't do it. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. You're on ATN with Kate Delaney. Hey, Sammo.
Hey, how you doing tonight, gorgeous?
Good. How about you?
I'm all right.
You're all right. Hey, let me ask you this question, because we're talking about do you think that in the United States that the homeland, that's what Senator Lindsey Graham said,
right,
should it be part of the battlefield? Because we're talking about Miranda rights that you read somebody when they're arrested, like,
sure.
Shahzad was an American, a national
citizen. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to speak with an attorney. Yeah, I'm a law and order fanatic. That's how I know it.
You know what? I'm a law and order fanatic, too.
I meant the TV show, not law and order.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? I go way back to Jerry Orbach. I love that show.
I go back to, how about Paul Sorvino?
Oh, yeah. That's the original, isn't it?
No, it was the first year was a guy named George. I forgot his last name. George Dusad.
Oh, yeah. He's in a movie called Basic Instinct, and he's a character actor. He's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And it had Michael Moriarty, who's now living up here in Canada.
You know what I like in the district attorney's office, they have so many different actresses that have gone through there.
Right.
Whether it's Angie Harmon or Ann Parise or
right,
whoever, but there's always a different person in that chair. It's interesting. But that series, we're digressing here. This is called a non sequitur for people listening in their cars or laying in their beds or whatever. But it's
because you mentioned Miranda.
Right, and you always hear that on that show. So
right,
you're right. But here's the thing.
What?
If you know the guy, you know, Lindsey Graham made the point.
Yeah.
This guy, Shahzad, was trained in a Pakistani camp for
right,
5 months. And if he was caught there, he'd be interrogated. There'd be no question. Terror, suspect. And he'd be an enemy combatant or war or criminal or whatever.
Right.
But now because he was here, he gets Mirandized. He didn't. He did give up some information, but he could have easily said, just give me a lawyer, and not said anything. So the point being is that you have to, when you have somebody like Abdullah Muttalib, the kid that was picked up in Detroit, or this guy, I think you want the information, Sam. So
right,
I don't think they should be Mirandized.
But what I'm thinking is that, okay, he's given up, pardon my language, he's given up the information to save his ass.
Right.
But what I'm thinking is also, okay, the group he belonged to is probably saying, okay, he's number one on our hit list. If you know
him. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm surprised he didn't ask for witness protection.
Well, he may have. That might be part of what they're discussing once
right,
everything goes through. But probably not, because what would happen,
yeah,
I think it's just good old-fashioned interrogation. You know, they're just talking to him. He's giving up some information, or did. I don't know. He might not be saying anything now.
Right.
But he did. They pick him up, and he said that he was in the camp, and he talked about being part of the Taliban, that the Taliban recruited him. And you know, he was laying in wait, so crazy stuff.
And yet I read the New York Daily News today, and they had it sounded like, you know, the typical American immigrant. You know, he came over, went to
yep,
university, got 2 degrees,
mm-hmm,
and from a school where a friend of mine went to, and I don't know, something maybe made him snap. I know you're up against time. Sorry about your Flyers, but that's life.
Yeah, I know. Too bad. The bet is off, but good luck to those Canadians. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. Graham asked the question, is it fair to say this? Is the homeland part of the battlefield? The United States is a part of the battlefield. Stay with us.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Mirandize or not, when it comes to terror suspects, ooh, that's a hot topic. We started open that Pandora's box yesterday, and we've talked about it before on this show, but we're going to dive a little bit deeper. Hey, speaking of that, I started off and I mentioned at the top about the crazy riots in Greece, although I'm not really surprised by this. The people are frustrated and furious over what they've had to eat, what they've had to accept, the value tax and job cuts and, you know, everything that you can imagine because their government screwed them. And they did. That's exactly what happened. In fact, now three even dead as you have this strike that has gone completely violent. I mean, it's out of control in Greece. You think of Greece and how gorgeous it is and the tourism and all that sort of stuff. Boy, the tourists, I don't know, depending on where we're talking, don't so much want to go to Athens because that's where all the chaos is. You see tear gas and all the photos that come out of there. And around the parliament building, the protests, I heard from somebody, that just kept swelling, got bigger and bigger and bigger. And there was a fire inside a bank. The demonstrators have had enough. You know, they see these plans to take money out of their pockets. That's what it is, and that's what they're complaining about. So let's talk to our money man, Saul Albom, and get to the bottom of this and a couple of other things like the sinking markets right now, and part of that is probably because of Greece. Hey, Saul, how are you?
Very good, very good. And, of course, you're used to this because we talked about Greece in January and December.
And, boy, it's gotten worse since we were talking about it. It reminds me of the – it's like Americans. You could see it boiling over with us with the banks that are too big to fail. That line is just – sticks in the craw of a lot of Americans. But, you know, multiply that by now what's happened there. And this is nasty stuff. I mean, the government, they're saying, look, we needed to pull our country out of debt. We had no choice. We had to do this, and the people want no part of that.
That's right. That's right. And, we're seeing the contagion effect go about. I just got pinged on my radar from some hedge fund guys that the interbank lending in Europe has now spiked up 100%. So if you were a bank and you wanted to get a loan from another bank, it's already doubled. So we're already – now it's doubled from something small to something not so small. But it's already starting to seep through. The banking crisis is already starting. And, you know, we talked about this months and months ago. So your listeners are not new to this. They heard me, you know, it's funny because I tell my friends, I say, you know, I'm the one going on national radio and screaming at the top of my lungs, you know, that these countries are going to collapse. No, everybody thinks I'm a lunatic. Well, guess what? Not anymore. It's all come to fruition. So I applaud you, Kate, for having me on and having a bold voice come on the radio. And, you know, believe me, no one in business wants to hear, oh, Spain is probably going to collapse and United Kingdom is probably going to collapse and Greece is probably going to collapse and Japan's probably going to collapse. China, you know, might have revolutions, but you know what? It's unfortunately, that's the world we're living in today. And maybe we live in interesting time and have fun talk on, interesting topics on America Tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, and the other thing, too, that we're seeing with the euro is really sliding, isn't it? Now, in a bizarre way, I was saying to somebody who wanted to go to Ireland, they wanted to go to England, I mean, this would actually be a good time to go there because you'd get more bang for your buck with the euro.
That's right. Euro's down to $1.29, and they're afraid it's going to the euro might break up, which not necessarily a bad thing. I don't think it's just that you have too much pressures between different countries. See, just for the readers to understand, when you take up not just a 30,000-foot view, but a 60,000-foot view of the euro, it's Germany and the powerful countries that are exporting to these weak countries, okay? So just like Japan has a big export, okay, you know, and China has a big export, we always talk about our budget, trade deficit. Germany is doing the trade deficit stuff with Greece and Spain and everybody else. So just like we go into debt to buy Chinese stuff, the Greece and the Spain go into debt to buy German stuff because the Germans are really efficient and, you know, have a relatively efficient country. So they borrow and they borrow from Germans to buy German stuff the way we borrow from China to buy China stuff. And it can't last forever. There's got to be, you know, things got to come to the center.
Yeah, truer words were never spoken. How about this? Freddie Mac's looking for over $10 billion more in aid. Oh, please, don't get me started here. They had an $8 billion first quarter loss. Everybody's screaming about the banks. But how about Freddie and Fannie? That's been a debacle, too, hasn't it, Saul?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Another $9 billion. So we're talking $61 billion of total bailout for Freddie and Fannie Mac. And according to the Congressional Budget Office, there's going to be another $180 billion in funding to Fannie and Freddie Mac. So, it's just a total debacle. And it's just examples of politicians for the last 30 years, pushing the can down the road, saying, hey, we're going to supply a benefit and then let future generations pay for it. It's like, you know, you're insuring all the neighbors' children, or you're going to co-sign for every child in your neighborhood. Well, guess what? You know, you keep co-signing for every child in the neighborhood, you keep guaranteeing everybody's mortgages, eventually bad things going to happen, and someone's going to have to pay for it. So politicians are now going to have to pay for promises made 30 and 40 years ago, and as things come due. And, you know, maybe next time we could talk about Spain collapsing and the UK collapsing too. So, you know, I want the users to be on guard and remember that there is no safety out there. And there is no such thing as passive investing, so you have to make sure you're always on your guard and listen up and pay attention to the fundamentals.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, one last one. I love this. You might have read this in the Financial Times. The Bear Stearns chief was slamming the fact that the reason for the collapse is because of all the rumors. If there weren't all these rumors, we wouldn't have the market collapse the way it's collapsed. But hey, that's all about that, isn't it? It's all about the information, right, Saul?
If he would stop smoking pot and playing bridge, I think he would have been okay. He's just too paranoid. You know, you gotta put down the doobie and, you know, run your investment banks, you know, so you're not, you know, levered 50-1. And, you know, that he was famous for that. He was famous for, you know, while Rome was burning, he was playing bridge. So, he's supposed to have smoked out like he was like the hippie CEO. So, just leave the Birkenstocks at home and run your investment bank, and I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so always fun to talk to you. It's enlightening, to say the least. We appreciate it.
You got it, Kate. Anytime.
All right, I love that when he said pushing the can down the road. Hey, we're going to continue to push the can down the road here on America Tonight. Coming up around the bend, some of those odds and ends, and it includes the fact, and I'll dive into this a little bit now, that we had this bridge closed down in New York. Can you believe it? The Triborough Bridge. And what happened there was somebody abandoned a U-Haul. It smelled like gasoline. Up, here we go again. Something's happening. Boom, clear the bridge. So we're going to start to have the reactionary stuff in the airports with the TSA. Don't be alarmed if you're flying somewhere and you might have to suffer through some extra pat-downs. Because usually when there is something of significance that almost happens, whether it's Richard Reid, the shoe bomber, and we all have to take off our shoes now, or it's Abdullah Muttalib and how he got through and almost blew up that plane on Christmas Day, or now if it's the fact of what's happened in Times Square, you have this truck, you have the smell of gas, and it's abandoned on the Triborough Bridge, so the police had to act. And now finally they've given the all clear just moments ago. So that vehicle being stuck there, you know, that it was a U-Haul from what I understand, that suspicious truck screwed up a lot of people's commutes as they were trying to get out of the city. I used to go over the Triborough Bridge all the time. Some of you listening to me in Connecticut are familiar with the Triborough Bridge, and even if you come into the city, if you're just a tourist and you fly in, chances are you may have gone over that bridge. So this is what happens. And the Triborough Bridge, by the way, was recently renamed the Robert F. Kennedy Bridge, and it's a bunch of spans that connects Manhattan, Queens, and the Bronx. And with this happening just days after the failed car bomb attack in Times Square, I'm not surprised the way the police acted. They had to do something, right? But they're lifting that now, and cars are supposedly going over. Hang with us.